This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salam ala ashrafil anbiya wal-mursalin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Praise be to Allah, Lord of the worlds, peace and blessings on his final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi, dear brothers and sisters. Very briefly, we've been asked from a few people, and others have asked me, in regards to Salatul Taraweeh in Ramadan. And the question's been, as the mosques are closed, are we able to establish a qari reciting in the masjid or elsewhere, and people follow or perform their salah in jama'ah online, either through audio or audiovisual connection? That's the question. The first thing to clarify is that Salatul Taraweeh, the word Taraweeh is really Salatul Layl. Salatul Taraweeh was used later on by ulama and fuqaha to mean Salatul Layl, specifically in Ramadan. Taraweeh came from Raha. It means after every few cycles of prayer, people having a little bit of a rest, which is what is done. So in other words, taking it easy and performing the salah. So that's where the word Taraweeh came from. But it's actually Salatul Layl, which is the night prayer. And Taraweeh specifically in Ramadan, after Isha prayer, as it was established by Umar bin Khattab, radiallahu anhu. I mentioned some of this in a talk about Taraweeh and prayer before. To clarify that this is not a fard prayer, it is not obligatory, it is a sunnah prayer. Sunnah, tatawwu, nawafil, all those terms mean the same thing. It is voluntary, it is not obligatory, but it is recommended as Salatul Layl because it has great rewards in it. For the one doing it will be rewarded, not the one not doing it commits no sin in not doing it. So it is encouraged, and that's how it stands. Before we talk about Salatul Taraweeh being like this, as I've already mentioned in regards to Jummah prayer, and actually in all Salah, and Salatul Taraweeh, Salatul Layl is like all the other, whether Fard or Sunnah or Nawafil Salah, which begins with Takbiratul Tahreem, Allahu Akbar, ends with Taslim, Assalamu Alaikum, in the format it is. All these prayers have a particular format. In regards to jama'ah, or doing it in congregation, the requirements are, and this is excluding Jummah, the requirements are for basically more than one person. Two people can do jama'ah, one imam, the other following, for any of these prayers. So, and they can be done anywhere. The whole of the earth, as the Prophet ﷺ said, has been made as a masjid, a place of worship for salah, wherever it comes for the believers, and the earth has also been made a source of cleansing or purification. So while we're in lockdown, it's absolutely fine to pray the jama'ah fard prayers at home. It is fine to do Salatul Layl in jama'ah at home as well, and there's a precedence for that, and that's allowed. Requirements are in doing it at home, or if it's in the masjid, is that the imam and the congregation is all gathered in one place, one makan, and not scattered in an area, or an area meaning a village or a town, in different places and different buildings, or even in different towns. That is not allowed. That is not seen as jama'ah prayer from the beginning of time till this day. Some people say, well, microphone is used in prayers, or audiovisual screens are used in the mosque when the congregations are big, and using other rooms. There is some debate on that. It's absolutely fine using the microphone audiovisual again, but being in the same place, which we call the mosque, even if there's upstairs, side building, etc., all that is one congregation, and that's absolutely fine and accepted by majority of ulama. That is not the same as having online somebody praying somewhere else or in their homes, and there's no precedence. That would be a bid'ah, an innovation to Salatul Jama'ah. And the same applies in this in regards to Taraweeh prayers. I already mentioned for Jummah prayer, there is in fact no allowance to do Jummah prayer, which is a congregational prayer, not like the five daily prayers, but a congregational prayer for the community. Its only place it can be done is in a masjid, open space, public, and the gathering has to be together in that picture and that format. When Jummah prayer is no longer able to take place in a public place or a masjid, because of our present situation, for example, Dhuhr is its replacement according to the Sharia, according to religion itself, so we can't innovate on top of that. Dhuhr means four rakahs have to be prayed while we're at home, and they can be prayed in Jama'ah. There's no problem with that. So if that's the situation, so in other words, no basis for online. Online, what is allowed, of course, you can have a reminder or a khutbah that can be listened to online, but the Jama'ah prayer cannot be carried out online through audio visual. So if that's the case for Jummah and all the Faraid prayer, it is the same for the Tatawwu or Sunnah prayers like Salatul Taraweeh. In fact, the Prophet encouraging Salatul Layl or the night prayer, he said in a hadith in Sahih Muslim, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل الصلاة بعد المكتوبات أو بعد الفريضة صلاة الليل. The best of prayers after the obligatory prayers, the fard of the five daily prayers, is the night prayer. So there's an encouragement for doing the night prayers. And then in another hadith, which is in Bukhari Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ said, أَفْضَلُ الصَّلَاةِ الْمَرْءِ فِي بَيْتِهِ إِلَّا الْمَكْتُوبَ. Very interesting. The best of the prayers for a person, best of salah for a person, in his home, is in his home. Best of prayer of salah for a person to do is in his home, except for the obligatory prayers. Yeah, so the encouragement to do sunnah, nawafil, taraweeh, salatul layl, the clear encouragement from Bukhari Muslim hadith, from the Prophet, also mentioned in Nasai and others as well, all authentic, is the best place is in the home, which was the practice of Rasulullah for his salatul layl. Only on two or three occasions in Ramadan, the Prophet ﷺ came in the masjid. He came in the last third of the night and prayed Salatul Layl, and Sahaba joined him in groups. And then the Prophet ﷺ, after the two or three nights, didn't turn up again as they gathered together to, in case it became obligatory. So he didn't turn up to make it an obligation. Taraweeh prayers, as we all know, was established in the format of after Isha prayer by Umar bin Khattab radiallahu an. And it's absolutely fine, because after Isha is night time, and to do it in the earlier part of the night or later part of the night is absolutely fine. There's nothing against the Sharia, because it's counted as Salatul Layl, although it's better, as Umar himself acknowledged, to do it in the last third of the night, as the Prophet ﷺ did. But it's allowed to do it then. But the Jama'ah that was held in the mosque has to be with the people gathered in the same place with the Imam in front of them and the lines formed. Not with the Imam reciting either in Mecca or Medina or any other masjid and people are at home joining in. That is not Salatul Jama'ah very clearly. So you can listen to the recitation and benefit from it, whether from Mecca, Medina, or any other place. But if you want to do Salah in Jama'ah, then you do it at home with your family, or do it individually, which is absolutely fine. And the best time to do it is in the latter, in the last third of the night. Some people have mentioned the fatwa given by Sheikh Ad-Daddu, Mauritanian, in regards to this. His fatwa, actually he clarified himself, was specifically about Salatul Jum'ah, and he, in his opinion, allowed the praying of Salatul Jum'ah in the home. Majority of the ulama and scholars around the world, and that includes my own analysis of his fatwa, disagree. His evidence for allowing Salatul Jum'ah at home is has really no evidence, no basis. It is very weak. Nobody ever allowed Jum'ah prayer in all these centuries gone by. Even in crisis situation of waba, of epidemics or pandemics, nobody ever allowed from the ulama for Jum'ah prayers to be held in people's homes. So be clear, some people misunderstand from that fatwa of Sheikh Daddu that he also allowed prayer in Jama'ah over the online, over the internet, and he makes it very clear he doesn't say that. So I hope in summary that clarifies that Salatul Taraweeh will not be held in the mosque and will not be sent over online by anyone in the mosque or outside the mosque for you to join in Jama'ah. Either pray it individually, as the Prophet ﷺ did, and there's no harm in praying it together with your family, no harm in praying it after Isha prayer if you need to sleep, but the best time for you to pray it is in the last third of the night before suhoor time. And Allahu alam, Allah knows best. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept and forgive us and guide us always to that which is right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.